This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to James Hurt, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Lena Sanchez, please note the following medical letter, period. Lena is a first name, L-E-N-A. Last name is Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. On December 12, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including several thousand pages of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient's husband, period. A physical examination. Scratch that about a physical examination. The patient is severely disabled and unable to verbally communicate, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 50-year-old female who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 25th of 2018, period. She was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury in an automobile accident when she was at a stop traffic light and rear-ended, period. The patient was jerked, period. Her left knee hit her chest, period. She was tying her shoelaces, and her vehicle was struck by an SUV, period. She had immediate pain in her neck. And despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing neck problems, period. As a result of this automobile accident, the patient sustained a fall injury on or about February 10th of 2021, period. She was exiting the house outside of a house when she turned her head as she heard a honking horn, resulting in her falling, period. She fell off the steps, falling on her left knee, resulting in bleeding, period. A few days later, she developed a clot in her calf and was given a blood thinner at the hospital. As a result of this, she sustained a severe CVA or stroke with resulting paralysis on the right side. And she is unable to talk or walk, period. As a result of this, in the patient's husband's terminology, it resulted in a partial skull bone removal, period. She is very severely disabled at this time due to complications from the automobile accident of November 25th, 2018, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She is also experiencing headaches with this, period. It is a constant pain. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm, period. When she turns her head to the right, it apparently causes discomfort with numbness on the left side as well as dizziness, period. This resulting dizziness resulted in the fall of February 10th, 2021, period. The headaches are described as intermittent, period. They occur 4 to 5 hours per day, period. They are located in the occipital region, radiating to the frontal region, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day to 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her CVA or stroke occurred after the fall of February 10th, 2021, period. It occurred a couple days after the fall, resulting in paralysis, comma, loss of speech, comma, loss of her right side, period. She is unable to walk or talk, period. She does require a full-time wheelchair, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient's husband is that she was seen in the emergency room that day. She was treated and released for whiplash-type symptoms. She had x-rays, and she was placed on medicine, period. She followed up with her family doctor, who referred her to a spinal specialist several times, period. She had more x-rays and physical therapy, period. On February 10th, 2021, she had a fall exiting her house, injuring her left knee, period. A couple days after the fall, she returned to her family doctor, who sent her to the emergency room, and she was transferred to another hospital in Fort Wayne because of the blood clots in her leg, period. She was admitted and transported to Indianapolis to a rehab facility, period. She went into a coma approximately February 12, 2021, and was on life support with a feeding tube, period. Present day, she is unable to talk or walk, period. She has paralysis on the right side, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is unable to walk, period. She is unable to walk, comma, unable to talk, comma, paralysis on the right side, comma, limited mobility of the neck, comma, unable to cook, comma, unable to clean, comma, unable to do laundry, comma, problem sleeping, comma, has a separate bed, comma, unable to have sex, comma. The daughter had to quit her job and move in to help, comma. Problems with bathing, comma, unable to write, comma, and loss of memory, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicine for headaches, pain medicine, comma, seizure medicines, comma, anti-anxiety medicines, comma, daily blood thinner, injection, comma, and sleep medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes pain medicine, comma, Lyrica, comma, migraine medicine, comma, blood thinner, comma, seizure medicines, comma, and she has had a shunt inserted in her head, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals she had a fractured ankle in 2016, comma, a tubal ligation, comma, and due to the blood clots, has required a shunt in her head, as well as part of her skull removed, with failure to be replaced due to complications of an infection and others, resulting in several skull surgeries, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, fibroids, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, and sleep apnea, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has not had prior neck injuries, period. The patient has not had prior headaches or migraines, period. The patient has not had prior left knee injuries, period. The patient has not had prior blood clots, strokes, or heart problems, period. The patient has not been in serious automobile accidents in the past, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient fractured her right ankle in 2016 without complications or a blood clot, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation was that of a supervisor at a pillow company, period. She was put on disability in 2023, and she was not able to return to work after the complications from this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I want to just comment on some of the pertinent studies. I obviously reviewed several thousand pages, so I will try to keep it brief, period. The patient was seen at Parkview Emergency Department November 25th, 2018. States she was rear-ended about 7 p.m. tonight, was restrained passenger, period. Her husband was driving, period. Rear-ended by another SUV and hit something hard that it bent the... It hit so hard, apparently. Hit so hard that it bent the trailer hitch, period. Place of pain and stiffness, posterior neck and her right ankle, period. She had reconstructive surgeries of the right ankle previously, period. Chronic back pain, taking Norco 7.5 milligrams twice a day, prescribed by Dr. Darr, D-A-R-R. Abnormalities were documented on physical examination. They did x-rays of the right ankle, showing no acute findings, period. They state motor vehicle collision, or strained passenger with mild posterior cervical strain with spasm and right ankle pain status post previous reconstructive ankle surgery, period. They added Xanaflex 4 milligrams, period. Report from Kosciuszko Hospital, that's K-O-S-C-I-U-S-K-O, dated November 30th, 2018, emergency outpatient. States she is having continued problems with her ankle, period. She was in an automobile accident and had her foot up on the dashboard tying her shoes when she was rear-ended, period. The patient was seen at Parkview ER and had x-rays and showed no evidence of fracture, period. She was told to take ibuprofen, which she states is not helping, period. They documented abnormalities on examination. Impression was acute ankle pain, period. Patient here for right lower leg pain, period. Report she was in an auto accident on November 25th, 2018, period. Also in the records, typical documentation, such as from the emergency room department at Community North, March 15th, 2021, relate her medical history, was stating that at the beginning of February, she was diagnosed with acute left lower extremity DVT and had catheter direct thrombolysis for this period. As a complication from this procedure, she ended up having a large left intracerebral hemorrhage with midline shift with a left craniotomy, period. She had an IVC, that's IVC. She had IVC filter placement. It underwent left decompressive craniotomy and duroplasty for malignant brain swelling and IC and intracerebral hemorrhage and intracerebral hemorrhage status post evacuation of the initial blood clot, period. Secondary to respiratory failure, she had a tracheostomy placed, period. report from University of Kentucky, Interventional Pain, March 7th, 2023. State 49-year-old female presents for head pain, period. She has a complex medical history, including a large left intercerebral hemorrhage with right hemiparesis and aphasia, status post-decompressive hemicraniectomy slash cranioplasty in parenthesis, July 2021, end of parenthesis, period. She was later complicated by a cerebrospinal fluid leak that required EVD placement. That's EVD placement, period. She has now had two cranioplasties complicated by infection, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 25th, 2018 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, brain, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, cephalgia. Number three, left leg trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and left lower extremity DVT from the fall of February 10th, 2021, period. Number four, large left intracerebral hemorrhage with right hemiparesis, comma, aphasia, comma, cerebrospinal fluid, comma, all resulting in hemicraniectomy slash cranioplasties and shunt placements, period. Number five, right ankle strain, comma, trauma, and pain, period. The above five diagnoses are all directly or indirectly caused by the automobile accident of November 25th, 2018, period. The automobile accident of November 25th, 2018 resulted in the catastrophic injuries, including the large CVA, with severe paralysis, aphasia, incontinence, cognitive loss, and multiple surgeries, period. The fall of February 10th, 2021 was caused by the automobile accident of November 25th, 2018, period. The requiring hospitalization from the fall of February 10th, 2021 resulted in the cascade of all the above diagnoses, and as a result, are all related to the automobile accident of November 25th, 2018, period. Her fall of February 10th, 2021 was caused by the automobile accident of November 25th, 2018, resulting in the initial and subsequent hospitalizations that has resulted in her severely debilitated present state with catastrophic disabilities, period. These present severe conditions are all a direct result and related to the automobile accident of November 25th, 2018, period. The automobile accident of November 25th, 2018 resulted in her hospitalization in February of 2021 that resulted in the cascade and the severe left intracerebral hemorrhage or stroke and all the subsequent problems, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will require another surgery by a plastic surgeon in the near future for repair of the open skull area, period. She will require severe skilled nursing care for the remainder of her life, period. She will need more physical therapy, period. She will need round-the-clock care if she cannot be left alone, period. She will need expensive medications for the remainder of her life, period. She will need transport management, period. The patient has urine and stool incontinence, and as a result, we'll need special disposable garments, period. The patient will need a wheelchair for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need a lift chair, period. The patient will need a handicap van for transport, period. The patient will need modification of her bathroom to accommodate her handicapped state, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient's husband, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained from the patient's husband to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.